Learning to sit in stillness and self-reflect is one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves and our kids, says Dr. Sullivan. When we look internally and delve deeper into our value system and wants and needs, we can communicate at a deeper level. We have to foster that ability. Dr. Sullivan says silence helps us develop skills to have more profound thoughts, stronger relationships, increased creativity, and improved communication skills. Hi there, and welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Hash Time, where words are indeed things, and I am your host, Khorata Khuizwane Ranama. Ever so excited to be here today on this beautiful Sunday evening. It is the 3rd of April 2022, and I'm super excited to be here with more energy than my past or previous episode. I was actually listening to it before jumping into this one to kind of catch myself up. And I realized there were parts where I was yawning. Yo, I was tired in that episode. But I'm super excited because today the energy is quite different. There's a bit of invigoration. There's a bit of excitement there as well in terms of how I'm feeling. And given that it's a new month, I'm excited to share for my check-in today that I have been learning how to hold the space for people in the past month, 4 whole weeks of sitting and engaging. And I remember just checking how many sessions I had, and I was able to host 44 coaching sessions in the month of March. And I think for me, that's a huge thing for me to reflect on, given that when I actually posted the Own Up and Show Up program registration at the end of February, there was a bit of worry and there was a bit of anxiety that will it work? Will it have impact? And will I figure it out in terms of when I do get into the sessions and the kind of outcome that I'm looking forward to for the participants? And I will be honest and say that God honored my yes. And I remember sharing that on my LinkedIn profile, that God honored my yes, in that he continued to surprise me on days when I was doubting or kind of just not sure about what to do. He kind of came through for me. And also just the work and the effort that the participants put in, I believe that was still a God moment, because suddenly when you thought that this whole idea that you had might not work, and it's a thing of sometimes when I think of the ideas that I get, there's always a bit of doubt that creeps in. But when I say that God honored my yes, for me, what I feel and what I saw through the participants simply honoring the one-on-one sessions, for me, that was just God showing off and showing me that just with a simple yes and just with using what he has given me in the season that I am in, he can take that and multiply it and make it as bigger than anything that I can imagine and fathom. And I'm happy to share that from that first insert, from the 4 months of engaging and just interacting with the participants, I was able to have the first batch or first cohort graduate. And I think it's such an overwhelming feeling for me, given that when I even started studying for the coaching certifications last year, when I finished, there was just this imposter syndrome of, oh my God, when I start working on this, how will people perceive me and how will I be perceived? What will people say? And finally getting to this point, it's just the thing of, but this actually gives me so much joy and I look forward to each and every session that I have. And the great thing then is that I was able then to launch another program for April. And my hope is to build the momentum to the point where I can actually grow Story Age into a sustainable enterprise. And if you're only listening or joining for the first time today, I am running these programs through my social enterprise called Story Age Consulting. And there will be programs running in the month of May. And I sure do hope that maybe from here, you will look out and follow our pages so that you sign up for the program. And I also just wanted to share another great aha or accomplishment, actually, that is coming from the month of March. I challenged myself 3 weeks ago to start reading the books on my bookshelf, and it kind of just developed into a hashtag that I created as well there, and I called it hashtag the bomb book club, the bomb book club. And literal bomb as in the one that explodes. And I think I loved that today I allowed myself to kind of just pause and reflect on how the book and what impact the book had in my life. And I shared my reflections on my Instagram page. It's o_my_righty. You can check it out there or just search the hashtag the bomb virtual book club, and you will be able to see the live recording where I shared my reflections. I am proud of myself in that. Also, what I've realized is that for most of the ideas that I get, I don't know how to describe it, but it's a thing of I never really want to leave things just at what they could be, but I always want to strive to make them more. What I'm basically trying to say is that I feel I am a creator through and through, because I always try to think of how to make it actually be packaged well into a brand. And the rain outside. I'm actually just going to keep quiet for a second so that you can hear what's going on outside. It sounds beautiful. I think I'm also allowing myself to kind of listen to it. But jumping into today's episode, thank you so much for tuning in and deciding to click on the link. And in today's episode, we will be reflecting on a new part in the series that is reflecting on how to be rooted in the year 2022. And for the month of April, I decided that I will be exploring the last part of the formative moments, and formative moments being myself as the seed. And I shared in the month of February the key things around preparation and preparing the soil. And for March, the theme was getting equipped before planting, and equipping for me there looked like realizing that God knows and he's the one who has the blueprint. So then for me, the realization from the month of March was just the fact that I am just a seed in his hands. And going into the month of April, I have titled or themed the month of April deciding to plant myself, deciding to plant myself. And not me putting myself in the ground, but deciding to now form or just have that small root come out of the seed that is planted. I also write the theme for April there that it will also speak to informed decisions that are God-led, having informed decisions that are God-led. And in today's episode, I will be exploring what I've titled Deciding to Sit in the Silence. Deciding to Sit in the Silence. And in the next 2 weeks, this Sunday and next Sunday, I will be talking about the silence that I can imagine exists for a seed as it starts to transform under the ground, that transformation that happens out of sight from us, out of sight from the naked eye, but there is something that happens underground, under just that silence that happens. And, you know, over and above that silence underground, life continues to happen on the surface. Life continues to move, the noise, the rain, the wind, whatever's happening on top of the soil. The seed is covered continually until the seedling now sprouts. And for the next 2 weeks, I will be exploring silence in that form. And today, the silence is taking that posture of sitting in silence so that I am able to learn to listen to what God is saying. And then in the next week, I will be exploring leveraging the power of silence in my own life. And here it would be hearing indeed what God is saying. So listening, it's me taking and, you know, basically receiving the sounds and receiving the words that God is saying. But in week two, I will be exploring what hearing and leveraging the power of sitting in silence would look like for me. So as the norm, if you're only joining me for the first time, what I usually do is that I unpack each word that is in the title. And I wanted to do that today in homage of how I usually do things for the episodes. And the key words that I'm going to be defining are decide, and the word sit, and the word silence. And the title for today's episode is deciding to sit in the silence. So the word decide, according to the Oxford Dictionary, means to come or to bring to a resolution in the mind as a result of consideration. And when I read this definition, what for me stood out was the word option. It's not in the definition, but it's a thing of, I underlined the word consideration, and I thought when you're considering your things in the mind, they are obviously options. And then for me, I think going into this episode today, it's about reflecting on the decisions that I make, and also more so deciding on whether or not I will be frantic or sitting still. And I think going into this new week, the challenge is for me to learn to sit still, and my options between being frantic and musing on the noise around me versus just sitting still, whether or not this noise around me, but choosing to be still within myself. So that would be the word decide. And the second word is the word sit. And the word sit means to be or remain in a particular position, posture of prayer and expectation. So I'm just reading out what I've written on my notebook. But the Oxford Dictionary defines to sit as to be or remain in a particular position. But there was actually the generic definition of, you know, sitting on your behind, on a chair, on a flat surface. But I liked this definition because it says to be or remain. So it is the constant. I think just being something, it is constant, or you're remaining or you're staying in that particular position. And when I wrote down the definition for me, I think the reason why I wrote down the posture of prayer and expectation is that in sitting, in being, or the be and remaining would be being and taking up a posture of prayer and expectation. Taking up a posture of prayer and expectation. And the third word in the definition that I wanted to unpack is the word complete, the word silence. Sorry, I was actually reading the definition. My mind was actually thinking about how at the beginning of the episode, I think that's why I kind of just skipped forward, how at the beginning of the episode I shared how it is important to learn to cultivate, to learn to sit in stillness and also to self-reflect. Why? Because it helps us to be able to delve deeper into our value system, into our wants and needs, and also it helps us to learn to communicate at a deeper level. And I also shared that there is a need for us to foster that ability to just sit still, sit in silence. And this was a recommendation on an article on Health Cleveland Clinic, and they shared that one of the doctors there, Dr. Sullivan, shared that silence helps us to develop four key skills. And one is to have more profound thoughts. Secondly, stronger relationships. Thirdly, increased creativity. Fourthly, improved communication skills. And I really liked that, to say that in relation to me deciding to sit in the silence, this silence that I'm learning to cultivate is more actually of me learning to listen to God. In my pursuit of being rooted in God in the year 2022, I want to have more profound thoughts toward what God is saying, more profound thoughts when I hear a word of God, when I hear and read from the Bible. I want to be able to sit in silence and basically contemplate more thoroughly or more deeply than I would if I just ran into the noise after reading the word. And the definition of silence is defined as complete absence of sound. Complete absence of sound. And I just wanted to share that for the most part, we aren't able to listen and contemplate or consider, like the word decide means consider the thoughts that are running through our brains. We never have the opportunity to sit and just watch them. And I love the fact that silence apparently affords us that opportunity to have more profound thoughts. So what thoughts are running through your mind? What thoughts do I have towards this God who calls me daughter? This God that I call Father? What thoughts can I develop and cultivate that I can focus on that can actually push me to being more rooted in God, and most of all to push me to lead a life that God has purposed? I remember in March I talked a lot about how God knew before I was born. He knew what I would become. He set me apart, so there is a portion that is assigned to me as Khoratarana. There's a portion that he has set aside for me, and I don't need to worry. But in sitting in silence, it's a matter of cultivating that appreciation of that access that I have as a child of God. And the second part there is stronger relationships. And in sitting in silence going into this week, the challenge then would be to challenge myself to just sit still and listen and try hear what God is doing and saying in my life. And I like that. I just wanted to reflect on, there was a time I was driving from the north, and that day I was driving back with my aunt Masana. And as we're leaving, she says to me, "No, Khorata, have you checked the oil and the water?" And I tell her, I checked it before coming here. That's me coming from Gabs a few days before. And I'm like, okay, fine, let's just do it, because she's kind of just pushing for us to check. And then when we check, indeed, we find that the water level was actually quite low. And I managed then to refill the water. And it's a thing of, in that moment, God used my aunt to speak to me, or to speak into that moment. So I like moments like that, because it's a thing of, if had I refused, it could have led to something even worse. The car overheating and just taking away from the whole trip itself. So for me, I think it's a thing of, over and above the strong relationships that I can have with individuals, I can also learn to develop a strong relationship with God through the people that he has placed in my life. Just learning to be able to read them, to listen to them, and ask myself, Khore, through this person that is placed in my life? What is God trying to teach me? What is God trying to say to me? What is God challenging me to do through this person? And I think lately what I've been challenging myself to do is to pour out the same love that God pours into me without even thinking twice. Why? Because it's so overwhelming. I think when you give love unconditionally, it's hard, but it's so beautiful when you see it reciprocated. And I think the word that I'm looking for isn't reciprocation, it's when it is received. Yes, when that other person receives that unconditional love, and when you give the same grace that God gives, it's so overwhelming, because it's a thing of you actually see what or you see how it feels when God pours it onto me. And it's a thing of when that person receives it, you just see how beautiful this thing that God is doing in your life, and how beautiful it is when you pass it on. So I think the challenge for me there in cultivating moments of silence is also then reflecting on those moments that I've had with the people that I love, just reflecting on what is God trying to say to me through their lives, what is God trying to show me in their lives that maybe they are missing, and also just pushing myself then to challenge myself to stand in the authority that God has given me, then to say, am I praying into this situation? If I'm seeing addiction, if I'm seeing brokenness, if I'm seeing distress or just general depression, am I praying into that situation? God doesn't show it to me by mistake. He places me in certain situations and relationships for a purpose. And I think the stronger relationships, when Dr. Sullivan in this article states stronger relationships, for me then the challenge for the year 2022 is for me to strengthen the relationships that I have through sitting in silence and interceding on their behalf, interceding on behalf of the people that I love, taking up a posture of prayer and praying for the people that I love in that silence. And the third one, there's increased creativity in that silence. And for me, what I love is that all the ideas that I've had and all the ideas that I've seen come to life, when they do come and they are made manifest, I'm always so fascinated by how amazing they look. And it's a thing of, I think in this month, I'm going to actually challenge myself to sit with God and give him my creative project, to say that, Lord, I have this idea of doing 1, 2, 3. I have this coaching program that I'm engaging with these participants. Help me to be able to make it everything and more, because God is a creative God. Like, look at the roses, look at us. Like, we're such an intricate being. The cells, the tissues, the muscles, the organs, all of these are working together so intricately. And I believe that God is the God of creativity. And in that silence that I learned to cultivate, just sitting still and really giving God these thoughts and trying to hear what he's saying, I believe it will also give me an opportunity to increase my creativity, just like Dr. Sullivan says. And I actually am challenging myself then to see what it looks like, or what it'll look like at the end of the year. And lastly, another benefit of silence apparently is improved communication skills. And I think when every time I hear the word communication, I'm challenged to ask myself what value I bring into conversations, to say, did I really listen? Did I really hear? And did I really express my part in that conversation? But I think when I was thinking about it coming into this episode, when I wrote down the word listening, it's a thing of now just being quiet, because I think for the most part, most of the times when I get into prayer, I'm asking, or interceding, but never just being quiet and being still. And I just wanted to share this actually, that's just come to my mind, that today when I was in worship at church, I just had a moment where I closed my eyes, and as I'm singing, it just felt like it was just me standing in front of God, just singing. It just felt like an empty space, and I was just standing there singing to God, and it was just so beautiful, and it was just so powerful and peaceful. I just wanted to share that. I actually go to Kenem City, by the way. That's where I fellowship. If you are in Gaborone and are looking for a church home, I would want to invite you to check our services. We have 4 services that run on Sunday. And check out Kenem City Botswana Instagram page for more information. But I just wanted to share that I think in reflecting of that silence of the seed underground, where it feels like you're buried, where it feels like nothing is happening, where it feels like there's no movement or there's progress, there's so much that God is doing in that stillness, there's so much that God is doing in that silence. And I think I'm challenged then in this season to learn to be still. I think it's Psalms 46:10, if not 56:10, that says, "Be still and know that I am God." I am just going to look for it now. I'm gonna just look for it so that I read it as is, but I think it's 46. Yes. 46:10, Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." And I think as I'm just reading out and reiterating that line, it's a thing of I'm reminded how in the month of March, God was telling me that He knew me before He formed me in my mother's womb. And in Psalms 46:10, He's challenging me to be still and know that He is God. So for me, what I'm hearing just from that verse is that in the silence or in the stillness, there's an opportunity to learn about the mind of God, to learn about this being that we call Father, this King who calls us daughter, and just understanding the anatomy of what He is trying to do in our lives. So that was Psalms 46:10. And I want to just touch on practical steps that I'm going to apply going into the month of April for myself, in terms of sitting in silence and just making that decision to intentionally make moments where I just sit in stillness. And the first one is journaling daily. I will be honest and say that I haven't been doing it in the past of March. Things, I think, would get a bit hectic in terms of school ending late, dinner, and then just passing out from fatigue. But I want to challenge myself in the month of April to journal and take back that habit of journaling. Because I remember I saw it in the 5 a.m. club, how Robin Sharma was talking about the power that lives in journaling. And it's a habit that I had cultivated growing up that I slowly lost. And I believe that going into the year 2022, as I will be learning to root myself in God and also learning to sit in the silence, journaling daily will kind of just help me to also sit with my emotions, and also it'll help me to learn to label them. I saw a post today, Dr. Susan David was sharing how Dr. Brené Brown has something in her book, The Compass of the Heart, I think, Atlas of the Heart, yes, where she talks about learning how to label your emotions can really help overall with how we lead our lives. So I think journaling daily is going to be, for me, something I'm going to challenge myself to do this week. And the second one is sitting with God. And here I remember this 2 weeks ago, I created a playlist on Apple Music. I called it Soak Sessions. And the goal there was to kind of just allow myself to have instrumentals that I can listen to when I am just sitting quietly and waiting on God. So I've put down soak in silence, and soaking there is just being in a space where I am quiet, no prayers are said, but I'm just sitting expectant, hoping that God will speak into my life in that moment. And the third one, I've put down wait in God. And I've written wait in God, and the inspiration to put that down was from a sermon that I heard by Pastor Tony Evans, where he was talking about how the Hebrew definition of the word wait, I know that that's in Isaiah 40, is it Isaiah 40 or Isaiah 41? Yeah, but the verse that says, "They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up." Yes, it's here, 40:31. So it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And this verse starts by saying, "They that wait." And Pastor Tony Evans explains that waiting in the Hebrew word is defined as plaiting yourself. Like, imagine how we plait our hair, and it gets intertwined to the hair on the root and the follicle, to the extension, if there's an extension. And usually for protective hairstyles, thinking of mine, I had my dreads for like 5 months. That was my hair entangled, or in an entanglement with my hair for the 5 months that it was there. But in thinking of that description, is that waiting in God, then for me, it's a thing of continually realizing that when God says he's God Emmanuel, there's an opportunity then for me in each and every moment to wait in him, to entangle my thoughts, to entangle my words, to entangle my actions, and maybe using the word entangle isn't the right word to use in this case, but just wrapping myself around God. Yes, I like that one better. So wrapping myself around God. So it's a thing of reviewing and just looking at my thoughts to say, through the lens of God, is this right or is this aligned? And would God be pleased in that moment, or would it be something worthy to show to my father, to say that, "Dad, this is what I've done," and he would say, "Well done, my daughter, well done, Khorata." So coming to the close of today's episode, I'm super excited that I allowed myself to come to this point. Last week I wasn't able to podcast, although in my heart I really wanted to. And this title came to me, I think I was just driving one day and I just thought about it, to say that I really want to reflect on, if I was a seed, as I was reflecting in March, that I am a seed. This silence, or this moments of silence where it feels as though I'm hidden from the world, or I'm buried, I need to learn to allow myself to trust that God is doing something massive in my life, and also trust that in that silence I have an opportunity to hear God, and not to hear from the world, but just to hear from him. So I'd like to challenge you as well to kind of just think about that for yourself, to say, what does sitting in silence look like? For me, it looks like taking that posture of prayer. And I think I want to share something that I like from Pastor Stephanie Ike in her sermon, Posture of Prayer. She shares that our lives are not our own, and the way that God orchestrates things is that the miracle that is tied to me as Khorata Khuitsanaranama is not limited to me alone. And me persevering and me pushing through in those moments where it's hard, that breakthrough that is tied to me isn't limited to myself only. And the thing is, something that she said was like, trust the timing of your miracle, because God knows what he's doing. And for me, I am trusting that even in the silence, where it feels as though nothing is moving, and where it feels like everything is going wrong, I can safely sit in silence and trust that God can move the mountain, that God can move on my behalf. But otherwise, I just want to thank you for listening to the very end. I know that I wanted to commit to doing 20 minutes, but maybe 35 minutes will be my max in terms of sharing my thoughts. And I just wanted to say thank you and wish you an amazing week ahead. And there's a line that I've been saying this past few weeks, that I pray that may God's favor locate you and that may God's grace sustain you throughout the week. Thank you so much once again. You have been listening to Hash Time, and I'm your lovely host, Khorata Khuizane Ranama. And I hope you have an amazing, blessed week ahead. Thank you once again, and take care.